KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And checking sports this morning from the weekend, taking a look first at high school sports from Saturday. In boys' sub-state finals on Saturday, it was Grandview Christian knocking off St. Albert in overtime. 67-65 was the final in that one as Grandview Christian heads off to the state tournament. Also in a 1A sub-state final, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Tri-Center 45-35 as Martinsdale St. Mary's also qualifies for the 1A state tourney. And in Class 2A sub-state finals on Saturday night, it was Van Meter edging Trainer 56-53, sending Van Meter also to the state tournament in Class 2A. Now, boys' sub-state tournament action continues today with 3A sub-state finals. There are six games scheduled around the region tonight, and here's a look at the matchups. Atlantic will play Dallas Center Grimes this evening. That's in Indianola. Dallas Center Grimes, top 10 rated team, and Atlantic just missed being in that final top 10 poll. Atlantic fresh off a win over Glenwood, a team that beat them twice during the regular season as they advance through the semifinal round of the sub-state, and they'll face off against Dallas Center Grimes tonight. That game in Indianola, that's part of a doubleheader at Indianola tonight, so a different start time. That'll be a little early this evening. 5:30 will be tip time at the Indianola Gymnasium. Chris will be on hand to bring it to you live tonight here on the radio. He'll start the broadcast at 5:15 to get you ready for tonight's contest. That's Atlantic and Dallas Center Grimes in a 3A sub-state final. Winner goes to state. That's at Indianola tonight. 5:30 again, tip, 5:15 pregame here at Live on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 this evening. Also tonight in boys' sub-state tournament play, the other game at Indianola has a Ballard facing Bondurant Farrar. That game tips at 8 o'clock tonight. Also, Carroll will be facing Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight. That game at Denison. At Algona, Clear Lake plays Humboldt. At Waverly Shell Rock, Western Dubuque plays Decorah. And at Oskaloosa, Pella faces off against Grinnell, all in action tonight. Now, in Des Moines today, the girls' state basketball tournament gets underway. Seven games dot today's lengthy schedule in Class 5A state quarterfinals. That's how they'll start today with the big schools. It'll be Waukee facing Dowling Catholic in the opener this morning. That game tips at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Southeast Polk faces Ankeny Centennial. At 1 o'clock, Cedar Falls plays Johnston. Also at 3 o'clock, it's Iowa City West against Waterloo West. That rounds out the 5A first round. The Class 3A quarterfinals get underway this evening. Cherokee will face Davenport Assumption at 5 o'clock, followed by West Lyon and West Burlington at 7. And then the late game tipping at 9 o'clock tonight, Waukon facing off against Clear Lake. That's in the girls' state basketball tournament. Iowa bounced back in a big way at Ohio State yesterday. Luca Garza scored 24 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, and the ninth-ranked Hawkeyes pulled away down the stretch Sunday to beat the fourth-ranked Buckeyes 73-57 here on KJAN, their first win over a top-five team this season.
Huge win for our group. You know, to be able to beat a team like that on their home floor, it's impressive for us, and it's huge for us going forward, especially with, you know, seeding in the Big Ten tournament and then NCAA tournament. It's just a huge win for us overall, and we know we just got to keep doing what we're doing and control the things we can control, which is our effort on the defensive end and our ability to move the ball on offense. And when we do that, you know, good things happen. So, you know, I'm really proud of our group tonight.
After being limited to 4 assists in a lopsided loss at Michigan, the Hawkeyes recorded 19 assists on 29 baskets.
I'm just really proud of our guys and the way we moved the ball, but most importantly, you know, when we weren't making shots, the way we got stops, you know, that's huge. You know, that's what we have to do for the rest of the year.
The Hawkeyes responded after the Buckeyes cut a 14-point deficit to 2, something they were unable to do in the first meeting with the Buckeyes in Iowa City.
You know, we went up 11, we had a run, and they came back and just, they whipped us the rest of the game, and we were able to win that game. And same thing happened against Indiana. We were up by 9 in the second half. So we know what it feels like to not be able to bounce back and give us a punch of our own. But our ability to get stops tonight, even when we're missing shots, you know, that was key.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was proud of the way his team responded to Ohio State's run.
So I thought our guys really handled the pressure of the situation well and, you know, kind of stayed with the game plan and believed in each other. At some point, you got to believe in the guy that's lining up next to you, and I think they did that.
Without Jack Nungy, sophomore guard Joe Toussaint got more minutes and responded with 7 assists and was a big factor on defense.
All he needs to do is play defense the way he did today, run our offense the way he did today, and he'll play more. And there's more opportunity now without Jack. Yeah, we have to play a little bit smaller, But Joe's a veteran guy, and we're going to count on him.
The Hawkeyes move into third in the Big Ten with a record of 12-6, and they'll host Nebraska in their next contest on Thursday. Villanova became the sixth men's basketball team to lose this weekend, top 15 men's basketball team to lose this weekend. Butler was just 8-13 this season before Chuck Harris dropped in 20 points and Jair Bolden added 15 in the Bulldogs' 73-61 stunner over the 8th-ranked Wildcats. Also number 12, Houston, blew out South Florida 98-52 as Quentin Grimes scored all 22 of his points by halftime. Well, Gabby Marshall had 19 points, and the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Wisconsin 23-12 in the second quarter in an 84-70 win Sunday in Madison. Freshman Caitlin Clark had a double-double with 18 points and a season-high 14 assists.
We were super balanced more than anything. Multiple people scoring in double figures, which is always a good sign for us, and I think that's when we play our best basketball. I don't think our defense was as good today, but we found a way to win, and we locked down when we needed to, so that's promising as well. But overall, just a great performance from everybody on the team.
Marshall finished 5 of 6 from three-point range, and her 19 points were a season high.
I think I've been in a little shooting slump lately, so it's nice to see a few more go down. I think my teammates knew I was hot, so they were looking for me, and they were making the right passes and finding me when I was open.
Four Hawkeyes scored in double figures as they improved to 10-7 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes won 4 of their last 5. Also in local sports news, some impressive performances by some former prep high school track and field athletes here recently in the area. Grant Reed, a former Atlantic prep, now running for Iowa, finished 2nd in the Big Ten Indoor Championships in the 60-meter hurdles. He ran a time of 7.81 seconds. Also in the Big 12 Indoor Championships, a couple of athletes from the area teamed up on a couple of Iowa State relay teams to have some nice finishes. Gage Clay, a former AHSTW prep, and David Thompson, a former Griswold High School star, running for Iowa State, helped the distance medley relay team place 5th in that event in the Big 12 Indoor Championships. Clay ran the first leg, Thompson the second leg, and also they teamed up as well as part of the 4x400-meter relay with Gage Clay opening and David Thompson running the fourth leg, and again, they placed 6th in that event over the weekend. In racing, William Byron's given NASCAR's third surprise winner in as many weeks. Byron controlled most of the final two stages at Homestead Miami Speedway and won for the second time in 111 Cup starts. His first one came at Daytona last August and landed him one of the final spots in the playoffs. Byron joins Michael McDowell and Christopher Bell in the relatively odd group of 2021 winners. Tyler Reddick was second, nearly 3 seconds back, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and Kevin Harvick. In golf, reigning PGA champion Colin Morikawa completed a victory at the WGC Workday Championship in Florida. Morikawa shook off an early mistake and closed with a 3-under 69 for a 3-stroke win over Brooks Koepka, Victor Hovland, and Billy Horschel. Morikawa finished at 18-under in becoming the 24th player to win a major and a World Golf Championship title since this series began in 1999. Brandon Grace closed eagle birdie to win the Puerto Rico Open, holing out from a greenside bunker for eagle on the par 4 17th and birdieing the par 5 18th for a 6-under 66 and a 1-stroke victory. Kelly Korda made it two in a row for the Korda family as she closed with a 3-under 69 at Lake Nona for a 3-shot win in the Gainbridge LPGA. That was 1 month after her older sister Jessica won the season-opening Tournament of Champions. Kevin Sutherland shot a 4-under 69 to overtake third-round leader Mike Weir and capture the Coligard Classic in Tucson. Weir doubled his lead over Sutherland during the final round but ran into trouble late in the day, carding bogeys on 2 of his final 3 holes to shoot an even par 73. Phil Mickelson's long-shot bid to win his first 3 PGA Tour Champions starts came to a screeching halt with a triple bogey on the par 4 ninth. He shot 73 and finished 11 strokes back. That's Check of Sports this hour here on KJAN.